This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Let's start today with the latest installment of our series looking at President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominees and what they might mean for Massachusetts. This week, Trump nominated Andy Puzder for Labor Secretary. Puzder is CEO of CKE Restaurants, which operates the Carl's Jr. and Hardee's fast food chains. He is an outspoken critic of efforts to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour, amongst other things. Here he is on Fox News last month.
I've been opposed to minimum wage increases that kill jobs, and a lot of these state increases are to that level where they would kill jobs. I think that's bad for American workers. But working in a cabinet, working in the federal government, there's really nothing you could do to stop states from raising the minimum wage. You could use the bully pulpit to encourage them to do what's best for American workers, what's best for wages, what's best for economic growth. But look, states have a right to raise the minimum wage, as do many municipalities.
Well, the current minimum wage in Massachusetts is $10 per hour. Unions and other labor groups have been advocating raising the state minimum to $15. Well, joining me now in the studio is Suzanne Bump. She's currently the Massachusetts State Auditor, and she did serve as Massachusetts Secretary of Labor and Workforce Development from 2007 to 2009 under Governor Deval Patrick. Suzanne Bump, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks. I'm delighted to be here.
It's great to have you. So given what we just heard in that cut there from Andrew Puzder, how important is it for, at the state level, whoever the person is at the Secretary of Labor in the federal level?
Well, it's enormously important because of the sweep of regulatory authority that the Labor Secretary has. When you think of the protections that we have for safety on the job, for wage enforcement, for pensions, family leave, employment discrimination, sexual harassment, it's a long list, pension regulation. So you can see that someone who has that sweep of authority can really have a big impact on even the day-to-day lives of Massachusetts residents.
Oh, interesting. So there's a lot vis-a-vis worker protection and other regulations. What about, where a lot of the focus is right now is on the minimum wage, because we just heard that cut where he said it doesn't really matter what the Labor Secretary wants because states have the right to raise the minimum wage to whatever they want, but yet he sees it as an opportunity to use the bully pulpit to convince states that maybe keeping a lower than $15 minimum wage is the best thing to do.
Well, you know that he's right that there's a lot of state authority, but we also know that a lot of states, dominated particularly by Republicans, are cutting off the ability of counties and local governments to enact their own minimum wages, which a number of jurisdictions have done because of failure to act at the state level. And there are lots of other ways that the minimum wage comes into play in labor policy making. So, for instance, one of the things that was done under the Obama administration was they extended the protection of minimum wage and the requirement for overtime to workers who are providing direct care services to people in their home, the elderly and the folks who are physically challenged. So there's a lot of impact that the Labor Secretariat can have. I mean, think of other decisions that came out of the Obama administration, rules around the payments or the need to pay interns who, in many instances, are being exploited in this by this labor market. The misclassification of workers as independent contractors rather than employees, which deprives them of workers' compensation coverage or unemployment insurance coverage. There's a lot of decision-making, of policy-making that can go on in that office that is very much to the detriment of workers, and it's actually being called for by the business community, including, I don't know if you saw today, the Wall Street Journal endorsement on a to-do list of Puzder, which is to roll back all of these efforts to try to address the economic insecurity of so many low-wage workers.
So let me ask you, one of the recurring themes here in this series that we've been having, speaking with folks who know about laws and regulations at the state level is that many people we've talked to have said this is an opportunity for Massachusetts to continue to lead by either relying on it, on its state level laws that are already more protective or stringent than federal level laws, or enacting ones that would counter, in their view, potential changes from the federal government. Does that apply here? Are our state level laws already, you know, they protect labor from exactly the kind of issues that you were talking about?
In a number of these instances, we are fortunate to have the policies in place in Massachusetts that regard the federal standards as a floor, not as a ceiling. The minimum wage that you mentioned at the outset is an example of that. In January, it goes to $11 per hour. We know that that's going to be revisited again. That was put in, increase was put in place back in 2014. We know that there are going to be efforts to continue the push to $15 an hour. But in another very fundamental ways, there is a lot that this administration can do that will negatively impact workers, is as part of this agenda to cut back regulation on business. So, you know, really, occupational safety standards are examples of that. One of the agenda items for the business community is to eliminate the obligation, newly imposed obligation on investment brokers to act as fiduciaries
right,
in retirement planning. There are so many ways that these basic protections that were, to my point, in my point of view, my perspective, are there to protect workers, whether they are aspiring workers or they are incumbent workers or they are retired workers, really can be seriously eroded with this agenda of the Trump administration.
You know, it's interesting because obviously there are many people who are in support of Mr. Puzder as a future labor secretary, but he's also been getting pushback from different corners. I mean, of course, our own Senator Elizabeth Warren was highly critical of the pick, calling it a, quote, slap in the face for every hardworking American family. But the National Review, the conservative National Review, also didn't like this pick. They have been vociferously in opposition of Donald Trump since he was a candidate for president, but they called it his pick making the case. They did not like the fact that Puzder has made the case for more immigration, actually, in the past.
And I was just going to point that out. His position really is at odds with that of Donald Trump and many Trump supporters as well. I think that actually this cabinet position has the greatest potential to really disrupt, to make the Trump supporters unhappy more than anything else, because when you think about some of the core slogans, the core emphases of the Trump campaign, certainly an anti-immigration bent was one of them. But that whole idea of making America great again and bringing back the economy, it wasn't just that they wanted numerically more jobs, but remember those jobs in that golden area? They came with living wages to support a middle-class standard of living, pensions, health care. Those goals of those voters and the goals of the business community, they're not aligned.
Well, Suzanne Bump is Massachusetts State Auditor, and she also served as Secretary of Labor and Workforce Development under the administration of Governor Deval Patrick. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.
Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.